completely wrong, I went over to that Holiness Church because it's the closest place for us.
What kind of, how does this church look on the outside?
Just a wood painted frame.
Is that the Brandon Community Church you went to?
Yeah.
Does it have a steeple?
Well, it has something on the front of it there, but it wasn't a real steeple, I don't know.
Did it have a bell anywhere?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did they have stained glasses?
No. Plainly. It was built by a very few members at the time, you know, probably 35, 40 families. Maybe there wasn't even that many families. And it was built just after the turn of the century, early 1900s to 1905 or 1906.
How many members did it have when you went?
Well, I wouldn't say for sure, but because, they came from quite a distance sometimes, but as for members, I never knew how many members they had. Because I didn't take part in the church or in any of its laws or doings. I just went there.
Every Sunday was the pews usually all filled?
Pretty well. Sometimes they'd be between 50 and 100 anyway, probably.
Were you in the habit of going every Sunday?
Well, if I was around, so I could. And they all did. They were pretty good in attendance.
Now, what kind of personalities did your ministers have?
Good. They were usually well-liked.
Could you describe how they acted?
Well, they were good preachers. We had a service of about 1 hour. Usually the Sunday school came first, as it usually does in most prophecies.
How long did that last?
And, about an hour. I think they usually got there about 10 o'clock or 10:30, and it went probably to 1 o'clock, the Sunday school and the service. In them days, they preached a longer service than they do today in most churches.
So how long was your regular service, your regular church service?
Well, I remember, maybe an hour and a half. They used to have quite a lot of singing.
Oh, yeah. Did you sing from books?
Oh, yes. We had a lot of nice singing books. Everybody had their Bible.
They brought their Bibles to church?
Oh, they always had their Bible to church.
Do you remember any of the songs you sang in the hymns?
Well, there was, I probably couldn't name very many of them. It's quite a little while since I've heard any of them. Nearer My God to Thee, and it's within that period you see that those were used.
You wouldn't have an old hymn book, though.
Well, I haven't. I don't know where you would get one of them. I might find one for you somewhere, because there must be some of them around.
Was there much emotionalism in your church services, clapping or speaking out when the minister was preaching?
Well, they used to, of course, their holiness. The holiness people were amen, praise God, like a little exclamation, bless God. Very interesting. They had very good preachers, and they explained the Bible. I remember one fellow, his name was, his first name was Arthur. There's people by the same name in Western Warrenville. He probably won't come to me. You know, the way that I can memorize things, have things come back to me like that, is mostly when something comes to me, sit down and write it out. See? That it would be the very best way for me to give you some, well, like answering a lot of the questions. Of course, the St. Edward's Church down there, they was there in the 1800s. Your mother and father must know that. The hall was built, though, since that.
How long were the prayers?
Well, they usually prayed probably between 5 to 10 minutes each prayer session.
Have meetings during the week?
There's usually a Wednesday night, what they call prayer service.
Ever go to one of those?
Yes, I have, and they prayed and read some out of the Bible and they sang.
How long did that last?
Well, it usually lasted about an hour.
Did your minister ever give you advice that you never asked for? Come around to the house maybe and start telling them what you.
No, not that I remember.
No. Well, if you asked the minister for advice, what questions would you ask him? What things would you ask him about?
Well, I don't remember, but I've ever asked any of them for any advice. But I've talked with them. They visited, just so you know, we, any friends would, and sometimes they talked religion, of course, if you were wanting to know anything about religion. When this church was first established, there was two women that came from Ottawa, Canada, to start the whole church, and that was in the very first year.
Did the minister ever warn you against doing anything during the sermon? You know, during the sermon he tell you not to do certain things?
Well, the sermons was run like this. Of course then, just as the priest told you today about the worldly things, see? It was mostly the sin they taught was if you went out to parties and dances and places like that and dressed showed too much of your person, they wouldn't want that. They taught you against that, and they taught you against, of course, swearing and smoking and breaking any of the Ten Commandments. And of course they preach right on texts from the Bible. They were very good ministers.
And during the sermon they would warn you against smoking.
Oh yes. Yeah. Swearing.
What people were most respected in the congregation?
Well, there was one man that had quite a lot. He was quite a good farmer. They figured he had a pretty good income because he had he worked hard. He was very hard working, and he paid in the most towards the church. Now, whether any of them held him in any great respect, I couldn't say if any of them held in any more respect than the others. They were supposed to be all brothers and sisters in the church, you see.
Did you ever call each other brother and sister?
Well, they did. I never did, but they did.
Something
you couldn't say that I was really one of them. I was never a member. My parents either, I don't think they were ever a member, but they were Methodists, and they went there because it was the closest by.
certain things because they were against religion?
Well, my parents never forbade me anything. They talked to us, taught us what we should do, shouldn't do. Probably they expected us to be good, respectable young people. We all were. And most of the youngsters that went to that church were have grown up all pretty good, respectable people.
How often did your mother read the Bible?
My mother read the Bible every day. This grandmother has her Bible now.
Can you remember if she read mostly from the Old or the New Testament?
Well, I think mostly from the Old. She used to use the Psalms an awful lot. She read out of it anywhere that she might open it and find something in it.
Did you say grace?
My father always did. He never ate without me.
All three meals?
All three meals.
Did you have a family prayer and hymn singing?
Well, we didn't always, but I can remember when we were youngsters we did.
Hymn singing as well?
Well, not hymn singing at all. But my father used to play the organ. He used to play hymns. He used to enjoy it. And years ago he played the violin. Enjoyed that.
Which do you think was more religious, your father or your mother?
Well, they were so-so, you know. My mother was a very good living woman. She never swore, she never took the Lord's name in vain as I ever did. And my father wasn't a man that swore either, unless he got awfully upset over something, he might say something. But I never remember him swearing very much. And he didn't smoke.
But
he never did.
Which went to church most frequently?
Well, if my father went, my mother. Well, after years, as long as she could walk, she walked over because she just felt too far of a mile. So he couldn't walk like she'd go. She could walk.
Did your parents talk to you about heaven and hell?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if my mother and father so much. No, I don't think they did. No, they always taught us God and to what it meant to us. They didn't talk religion too much. No, they didn't overdo it.
What did they say about the heaven and hell in the church?
Well, of course, they preach that if you sin, why, naturally, you were supposed to go to hell. You had to be good living people, try to live without sin as much as possible, and when you did, why, you have to get down on your knees and ask forgiveness. Try to do better.
Was there any kneeling during the church services?
Oh yes, they always got knelt down and prayed. They'd sing, they'd pray, and perhaps they'd have another song, and they'd have the service, you know, the ceremony. He'd read out the Bible, and then he'd collect text from the Bible, and he'd preach on that subject. Then after that, they perhaps would pray first or have a song. It depends on the minister, the organ. And then they'd have maybe two or three songs at a time, you know, one after the other. And lastly, they'd pray. I don't know. I guess they'd have there was one song that they close the service with. It was very interesting. They had some good preaching and they didn't teach you anything but what was good.
Did you have a choir?
Well, no. know, the organist, and then everybody sang. Everybody had their prayer, their songbooks, and they sang from them.
Did the minister stand at the door after the service was over and shake hands?
Well, as a rule, he went around among the congregation to shake hands, said a few words people wanted to talk to.
As you were coming out or before you came out?
Well, usually he worked his way down towards the back of the church.
I see. That's a little different.
Nowadays they try to get to the door.
And then the congregation goes out and he shakes hands
each
one.
Yeah.
In those days he started at the front.
Yeah.
And worked his way back while he was still in the church.
Yeah.
Very interesting. How was the church?
Did you go to church school at the church?
Well, every Sunday they have both for the grown-ups and the children a religious school, which was called Sunday School.
Well,
and the little girl, the children, all had was given out little cards with verses out of the Bible on them. And they would study them and bring them back to Sunday school next Sunday and know it. That was learning out of the Bible, teaching them right from the Bible.
Did everybody learn it?
Oh, they learned. They
had to. Probably because they didn't
know it. Well, most of them had it. They didn't seem to be any punishment they didn't have it, but they were willing and eager. They all seemed to be eager to learn.
Who taught your Sunday school?
Some members of the older people, like the young girls in square 17.
And the minister taught the adults?
No, they was other adults of the church members that took a class. They take a class, and they're subject would be, of course, from the Bible, and they ask each other questions. They study it. It was more like a Bible study.
A group. They get together as a group and discuss it.
Yes.
Well, would the minister sit in on these sometimes? Or?
Well, he sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they wouldn't come until Sunday school was over, ready to take their service. They didn't have to be there until after the Sunday school was over to take over the private service.
Well, the people weren't paid to taught Sunday school, were they?
No. Nobody got paid for anything, only the minister.
How were they chosen?
Who was chosen?
People taught Sunday school.
Oh, they were they volunteered usually.
Were there any laymen in the congregation who are known for their exceptional piety or their exceptional knowledge of the Bible?
Well, there were some of them. Yes, some. They all read their Bible, or most of them read their Bible. And, but there was one that was supposed to be exceedingly, that one of the money, you know, or the farm.
Oh.
Supposed to be decreased to be, you know, professed to be very, very good. He was one of the leading members of the church. He supposed to fade in the most.
Did he ever take over a Sunday preaching when the minister was away?
I don't remember of him doing it. I'm hearing of it. Of course, I was getting along in my teens, and I worked away from home a good share of the time, so I didn't go there as much as what the younger boys did.
Did anyone ever take over for your minister?
Oh, I don't think I did, but there was. But I had a cousin that belonged, and he is a lay preacher today.
How was the church governed?
By its members. By its members. It had, there was more people went there than was members of the church.
I see.
The Protestant, all Protestant churches have letters of membership, see? And I don't know how it works, but I was never a member of a Protestant church. I just went to a Protestant church. But they have what they call a letter. Now, whether, I suppose you give them a written letter that you're, or they have it there, they write it out, call it your letter. How they do it, I don't know.
Oh, yes, I know.
It used to cost $5 to join, I guess, to become a member, to have your name there. Oh. Well, my father and mother, I don't think ever did. And of course, I didn't either, so I wasn't there enough for that.
Nowadays, you have to go through a course of study, at least the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
So how did they govern? Did they have congregational meetings?
Well, they had the trustees appointed. There were certain members appointed as trustees to look after.
Well, how many trustees would you have?
Well, I have no idea. I never took part in any of their meetings, of course, because I wasn't a member.
Right. They're appointed, not elected.
They're appointed, I guess, yes, appointed. Willing to serve, you see.
Did you ever have meetings of all the members of the church all at once?
Oh, I doubt it. You know, more or less. But there was quite a congregation in that church for a long time. But as the young people grew up and moved away, it became smaller and smaller membership, you see, and the older ones died. So that now there's very few people that go there. But it's the only Protestant church in that little circle there for to get the band board, you see. And it should be well attended, but I don't know why people don't go there and they don't go to Scary. I don't know. They should go to church. I don't know whether they do or not. Some of them do, I know that.
Were there women's societies and men's societies?
No, I don't think so, no. It was just they were a member of church. They went to on Sunday, Wednesday night, and then they had what they call today camp meeting. And they used to have very good attendance from all around to their camp meeting. They run there for a week. Three meetings a day.
Did you ever go to one?
Yes, I have. It was very enjoyable.
What did you do? Can you describe for us?
Well, it was just about the same. You had your, there was people came from all over, from Canada and different places, as far as Chattahoochee, quite a distance, and they'd have, sometimes they'd pitch a tent, or and they owned the campground there, and they had wood buildings built. And the big place where they had their meetings, it was a big tent, and they had wood handmade benches to sit on, no back on. And then they had a plain wood platform for the preachers to stand on.
Did they have any straw on this platform?
Yeah, they always had straw in front of the preacher's platform. Because they'd go up there and kneel down and pray, you see.
Did it cost anything to attend these meetings?
It didn't. It was always a goodwill offering taken up. Somebody go around with what you call a basket.
Do you remember any of these services?
Well, not particularly, but they used to have good preaching, good singing. It was really very enjoyable. You met a good many people there that you had seen the year before. A lot of people came and enjoyed that part of it.
Did the preachers get very excited?
Well, some of them did.
Was that the usual for them to get excited?
Well, not all of them. Not all of them. Your best sermon was from the quieter talker, I thought. They had good preaching. If everybody would go according to what they were telling them, they wouldn't have to worry too much about the next world, I don't think.
Did you have music?
Oh, yes. They always had an organ.
How How would this camp meeting service differ from an ordinary Sunday in the church building itself?
Well, not too much. They might be feeling as though there was you felt as though the Lord was among them, see, that his presence was there, that they really meant what they were preaching and they were trying to practice it. But anybody that didn't understand it, a lot of them came there just to see how they acted. That some, you know, stand up, they always had their, every Sunday and every service, they'd have the one stand, everybody stand up that wanted to and tell how their religion was acting on them, see, how well they were feeling towards the Lord, that they had that light feeling that the Lord gives you when you know your conscience, you know, you're doing good. You know, it's just the same with any of us. When we're doing something that we know is wrong, our conscience will bother us after, now I did that and I shouldn't have done that. I know that's wrong. You don't say it out loud, but you feel it inside, see? And you know when you're sinning. And, well, if you get among a group like that, and if they haven't sinned, and they feel they haven't sinned, and they're singing and praising of the Lord, you feel it. And the person knows me. You did. You felt. You enjoyed going there because it gave you a good feeling. But some people would go to the camp meeting just to listen to them and see what they were, different ones, I'd say. Some that were kind of ignorant, yet they were sincere, would say something that to them sounded silly.
Standing up and telling your feeling, this occurred both at the camp meeting and at the church every Sunday.
Every meeting they had that period. I think it was after the preaching, you know, they'd sing a song and they'd be he'd say, now anyone that wants to testify, stand up and testify. Who will start?
Do you remember any testimonies? Anything special?
No, not too much. It was just that they would say that the Lord had been good to them, that they had felt His Spirit with them, that they had tried to go according to their Bible teachings, that God had been good to them and blessed them. You know, things like that.
Did they ever complain that things weren't going well?
No.
Did you have church socials other than the canteen?
No, they didn't believe in getting their money that way.
Uh-huh.
They believed in getting their money all by donation.
Do you ever remember when the church was in financial difficulty?
Well, of course, they didn't have too much money to go on, but they worked together, they bought the lumber, they worked together, and the members built the church. So it didn't cost them anything for a carpenter, I believe. And it was kept up like that. Somebody would donate to paint. They'd get together and paint it. People in them days used to work in parties like that and donate their time to do things so that it was... you could have things and it would cost them. Well, now, if you build a church, why, you've got to give it to a contractor and he charges such an enormous price that it's costing an awful lot to build any building. Now, well, it didn't then. In earlier days, they'd get together, man wanted to build a house, and they would get together and help him build it.
Do you remember any younger people who used to ridicule the members, like when you were growing up, any of the younger, your friends used to ridicule the church?
Did they do what?
Ridicule the church.
Make fun of.
Oh, There was always those that did, but not of my particular friends. I was friends with there was one minister there, and he was Rowe, his last name, I forget what the first name was. It's R-O-W-E. And they had children. There was a girl about my age. We used to enjoy being together.
Was there any scandals happening in the community that you'd hear about in church, the church would talk about, or?
Well, not that I remember all, but of course there used to be a gang of youngsters sitting in the back seat just to go there and then go away and talk about what they, you know, this and that one, said this or that, or how they acted. That's all. They were pretty good. But there's always some vicinity youngsters who go to a place like that that is different, that has something that they don't understand. You see, people that don't really become a member and profess and try to live up to it, others don't understand that. They can't understand. It tells you right in the Bible that they want.
Were there any people or anything that your parents forbid you to be with? Like any neighbors who were morally...
Well, not when I was a youngster, but when I first started going out with boys, we had a neighbor, and my father said, I don't want you going with him. I said, why? I like him. He said, he uses me good. And I did. I liked him a lot. But because he didn't want me to go with him, I said, all right.
Do you have any idea why he didn't like it?
Well, my parents figured that their family wasn't as good as you know, living people as we were. They were more loyal. See, he was afraid that probably that I'd get him wrong with him. He didn't want me to marry into the family. I did like him a lot, and I don't doubt what I could have married him if we had been allowed to go to the test. But he got married later on.
Did women dress up to go to church? Did they wear makeup?
No, their habit was long dresses down almost to their ankles. And they were mostly pleated skirts with high